Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. I'd like to begin with reading a few words of Jesus from Matthew chapter 10, verse 26 and following, where Jesus says, "So have no fear of them, for nothing is covered that will not be revealed, or hidden that will not be known. What I tell you in the dark, say in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the rooftops. And do not fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. So everyone who acknowledges me before men, I also will acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." I was reminded of these words of Jesus as I recently attended the International Lutheran Council's World Seminaries Conference. On the Friday afternoon of the conference, we were given a break to go and explore the city in which we were meeting. So a friend and colleague of mine decided to walk down to the seafront. And as we stopped into the hotel, we thought we'd sit on the veranda and have a drink. While we were chatting, admiring the waves, trees, and the effect that the wind had on both of them, my friend suddenly asked if I'd seen what had just taken place. I said I missed it. But it was just then I noticed the couple who were sitting opposite us were making quite a commotion. My friend said that these two were sitting there quietly, minding their own business, just enjoying their pizza and their drinks, when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a dead bird fell on this poor woman's head. She jumped up, startled and shaken. She was pointing to this dead bird lying on the patio of the hotel with dread and horror in her eyes. They immediately moved and refused to eat their food. Coming into contact with this dead bird had affected them so deeply that they could not carry on with their meal, so they left the hotel deeply distressed. It is amazing how death can have that effect on people, even the death of a pigeon. Coming into contact with the dead makes us feel unclean, dirty, and distressed. We panic when it drops in on us unexpectedly. We want to leave its presence as quickly as we possibly can. Jesus speaks these words to reassure his disciples, his church, that when troubles, trials, persecution, and even death come, they are not to be afraid. The one who can kill the body is not our ultimate judge. Therefore, we should not be afraid to confess that Jesus is Lord before any person, court, or king. We do so with the assurance that Jesus will acknowledge us as his follower before God the Father in heaven. Thus, the Lord of life, he who has risen from the dead and conquered the grave, acknowledges us and gives his life to us. But those who deny Christ when the going gets tough will also be denied by Christ before God their Father. Their fear of physical death will make them eternally unclean, dirty, and distressed. Whereas those who trust in Christ and his abiding mercy will receive eternal life. For we are highly valued by God, and since we know that our worth is in God's eyes inestimable, we should not fear. Today, if you are facing troubles or trials or persecutions for confessing the name of Jesus Christ, do not fear. Take heart and hold fast to his word and his promises. It may feel like the sky is falling on you, but you are far more valuable than many sparrows or pigeons. In fact, you are so valuable to God that he sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for you, to forgive you your sins. We serve and we follow a God who can change death into life. Resurrection is His speciality. Now, that really is something to declare from the rooftops. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, before whom all in heaven and on earth shall bow, grant courage that Your children may confess Your saving name in the face of any opposition from a world that is hostile to the gospel. Help them to remember Your faithful people who sacrificed much and even faced death rather than dishonor You when called upon to deny the faith. By Your Spirit, strengthen them to be faithful and to confess You boldly, knowing that You will confess Your own before the Father in heaven, with whom You and the Holy Spirit live and reign one God, now and forever. Amen. And now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.